Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of faith-filled words was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in the UK and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Once you get on the Word of God, and once you start taking this Word and believing the Word and operating in this highest form of faith, you can reach a place that if you do hear an audible voice, if you do see the visible thing, you don't throw the Word away and now start going with these things. You stick with the Word. The Word is what produced all these other things, and you just stay with the Word. We've heard these testimonies. We've had great testimonies of miracles, autism being healed, blind eyes being opened, deaf ears being opened. Miracles have happened in just the last day or two. God's doing awesome things, but I didn't use the Word just so that I could see a miracle. And now that I've got the miracle, I throw this aside and start saying, I know God is real because I saw this happen and I saw this person happen. No, I'm staying with the Word. The Word is what produced these other visible things, and praise God for them. I rejoice when I see and feel the presence of God, but I'm going to stand on the Word of God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what I feel like. I don't care if the doctor does confirm. There's people that come and want prayer, and I'll pray for them, and they say, praise God, I'm going to go to the doctor and see if I was healed. Wrong. You need to believe that the Word of God says you're healed, and that's it, period. Now, if you want to go to a doctor, if you want to get it a confirmation so you can bless other people, but it ought to be for other people. You ought to have the Word of God that I'm healed by His stripes, and I don't care what my body feels like. I don't care what a test feels like. I don't care what anybody has to say. This is what God's Word says, and I believe it. And I know that there are many of you that think that's absolutely irresponsible. You'd never do that. You chose to believe that way. You have been molded by our society to believe that you're absolutely stupid, silly, foolish to believe in something that you can't see, taste, hear, smell, or feel, something that you can't prove and attest to. But I'm telling you that the Word of God, just believing it, and you don't have to have the Lord come and wave His hand over it. You don't have to have Him enter into your house. You don't have to have somebody touch you. You don't have to have something physical, natural happen, but you just get a word from God and you believe it. That is the greatest form of faith. And that's what God is looking for. And this is what I've been sharing all of this week, is trying to tell you the power of faith-filled words, specifically God's words. He never alters it. He never changes it. It's a covenant. The power that created this universe also created this Bible. This Bible is as powerful as the force that created the universe. But it's got to be taken off of this page and put in your heart and mixed with faith. It doesn't have any power until you get it off of this page. I could take the pages in this Bible and shred this Bible and throw it in 100 different directions. And some people would say, how dare you desecrate the Word of God? This is a perfect representation of the Word of God. I believe down to the last jot and tittle, the last dotting of an I or crossing of a T. But it is not the Word of God. This paper and the ink on this paper is not the Word of God. The true Word of God is a living thing. It's alive. It's powerful. And it only is the Word of God once it gets on the inside of you and mixes with your faith and becomes a part of you. You cannot hurt the Word. I've known so many people that reverence the Bible. I was at a woman's house and I set a cup of tea on top of the family Bible. And she nearly sucked all of the air out of the room. And I moved the saucer real quick and you could see the ring that it left on the Bible, the dust. She honored the Bible, but she didn't read it. That's not honoring the Word. This isn't the Bible until it comes alive on the inside of you. The true Word of God is spirit. Jesus said in John 6:63, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. This is spiritual. And until you get it on the inside of you mixed with faith, it is not the Word. This is a perfect representation of the Word. You can quote it. You can speak it. You can pray it. You can write it down. But until it gets on the inside of you and mixes with your heart and with faith, it doesn't come alive. It doesn't release its power. Brothers and sisters, we need to know the Word of God. We need to get to where we take it. And I can promise you that whatever your problem is tonight, there's an answer in the Word for it. All you got to do is go to the Word. Find the thing that addresses your situation. Mix it with faith and believe it with all of your heart, and boom, supernatural power is released. Creative power that created the universe. Certainly that's enough to handle your hangnail, your headache, your little backache. We just don't understand how powerful this is. I saw a thing recently about the persecution just prior to the King James Bible being translated, and about William Tyndale and how he was taken and killed. I forget all of the details. Was he burned at the stake? He was burned at the stake here in England. And did you know it was just 20 years later that King James ordered the translation of the King James Bible? And it was based primarily on William Tyndale's work. And did you know people died to put this Bible in your hand because they understood the power of the Word? And today, I bet you every person in here has a Bible. And yet, if this is a typical group, again, you're the fanatics. This may not be typical, but if you're typical, the vast majority of you go days without ever studying the Word, without meditating in it. And yet people gave their life to deliver this to you. The Lord inspired people. This is the greatest gift that God has ever given man. The revelation of His nature, the knowledge of Him, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, the knowledge gave us these exceeding great and precious promises. This is the greatest gift that God ever gave mankind outside of Jesus. But this is the record and the revelation of all of this. And most of us have it and don't even use it. That speaks volumes about how we do not believe in the power of the Word. I'm trying to share with you to believe this Word, to understand the power of faith-filled words. And if you can believe this, if you could approach what that centurion did, you speak the Word only. I don't have to feel something. I don't have to see something. I don't have to have somebody prophesy to me. I don't have to have three confirmations. I just believe the Word. You get that place, and I guarantee you, you'll start seeing miraculous results in your life. You'll start being above only and not beneath, the head and not the tail. This is how the kingdom works. Things I'm saying ought to be things that are understood by every person in the body of Christ. And yet the average Christian, this is just off the charts. It's not even in the same book. It's like it's another book. It's not a different page or chapter. It's a different book. Most people don't even think this way. This is the way that Christians ought to think. And again, some of you think I'm weird, but I think I'm normal. Or getting normal. Amen. I'm more normal than I used to be. I encourage you to become weird. Amen. I encourage you to start believing these things. And if you'll do this, it'll work for you. You know, there's no reason that God chose me. I don't have any natural talents or abilities. I'm a hick from Texas. It took me probably 10 years to get to where I could even tolerate to hear a tape of myself because I have such a weird voice. I've had people say, I thought you were Gomer Pyle. Most of you probably don't know who Gomer Pyle is, but I've had jokes made about me and stuff. You know, God didn't choose me because I was a silver vessel. It's because I was a surrendered vessel. And the only thing that is working in my life that has seen my son raised from the dead and has seen people's lives change, the only thing that has made any difference in my life is the truth of the Word of God. The Word of God, I've planted it in my heart. I know the Word of God, and the Word of God has changed my life, and that is the only thing. And there, I don't have anything that any person in here couldn't do. You could take the Word of God, you meditate in it day and night, and you will make your way prosperous. You will have good success. I challenge you. If you aren't prosperous, if you aren't succeeding, if your life isn't the way you want it to be, stick your nose in the Bible and don't come out of it for the rest of your life. Meditate in it day and night. Somebody said, but I wouldn't know all of the football scores. I wouldn't be able to win Trivial Pursuit. But you know what? There's some things more important than sports and games and all of the stuff that we're obsessing about. I'm telling you, you need to put the Word of God and make it priority in your life. And if you'll do that, it'll transform you effortlessly. It'll just change you. Man, this is powerful. This is super powerful, the things that I'm saying. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you for this truth, and I ask now that the Holy Spirit, who we believe is present with us tonight, according to the promise of your word, I believe that the Holy Spirit right now bears witness with these truths. That, Father, this word you promised me, Jeremiah 5:14, that because I speak this word, you would make my word, your word in my mouth fire, and the people would, and it will devour them. Father, I believe that the Word of God is like a fire, and it's burning up all of these rotten attitudes, the wrong things that we've been taught. And it's just burning up the wood, hay, and stubble, and leaving only the godly things. Father, I thank you that the Holy Spirit is here confirming the Word. People's lives are being changed tonight as we speak. And I thank you for that, Father, and agree and receive this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the power of faith-filled words. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in Buxton, England. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1075 for CD or R3218 for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RD08 titled Put God's Word in Your Heart when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
I'd like to remind you that today is the last day that we're going to make this product available to you, and I really believe it's important for you to get this. Now, we are going to continue to offer the whole album and the teaching, but the individual teachings we offer one at a time. And we do this for people who could not or would not send in an offering to get the entire teaching. We offer each individual CD in the set available one at a time. My partners have enabled me to do that. And today will be our last day to offer this individual teaching. So please listen to our announcer as he gives the information about how you can get these materials and then call or write today.
Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.